As the ceasefire began Friday morning, people flocked to the beach after being cooped up in their apartments for more than 3 weeks. Fishermen launched their boats, although they were careful not to venture too far out to sea. One of Gaza's cooking gas depots opened, and residents rushed to stock up. Although fuel supplies were plentiful during this conflict, the stations were afraid to open because of a fear of missile strikes. The central market bustled as shoppers stocked up on food and other essentials. Worshippers gathered for Friday prayers outside the Al-Susi Mosque, which had been destroyed 2 days before by an airstrike. They prayed for peace and for strength. Imam Sheikh Syed Abed told the faithful they would never submit to an Israeli presence in Gaza, and he denied the Israeli accusation that weapons were being hidden in mosques like his.
These are just lies. We don't have anything in our mosque. Our mosques are just for praying to God. We don't have one bullet in our mosque.
Children gathered for Quranic school. Head teacher Imad Al-Dajani said they were being taught that despite the violence against them, the message of their religion is that all people who worship God are good people.
I promised the parents of all the children that we will build this school again, and they will study here again. We will teach them how to love people, how to be good people, and to be Muslims loving each other.
As the faithful left shortly after midday, word spread that the ceasefire had been broken and fighting had resumed. Across the city, the shops began to close. The vendor stalls shut down. The beaches were bare, and Gaza's fishermen returned to port. The parks also emptied, and the mood in Gaza returned to one of isolation and fear. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Gaza City.